Apply these techniques so women will pursue you. Hey there, it's Anna. Ever dreamt of being the one pursued rather than the one doing all the chasing? Today we are flipping the script. We're diving into powerful techniques that will make women pursue you. By the end of this video, you will have a toolkit of strategies that not only make you more appealing, but also encourage women to take the initiative. Let's get started. Employ tactical ignoring. Diving into the art of attraction, there's a subtle technique known as tactical ignoring. Now, this isn't about playing games or being manipulative. Instead, it's about understanding the balance between showing interest and maintaining an air of mystery. The key is to occasionally withhold attention, not as a way to play hard to get, but to create curiosity and intrigue. Imagine this. You are engaging, attentive, and then for a brief period, you dial back just a bit. This isn't about ignoring someone outright, but about giving space, allowing both curiosity and interest to build. It's human nature to be intrigued by what we can't fully understand or predict. When done respectfully, this technique encourages the other person to think about you, wonder about your thoughts, and perhaps even pursue you for more interaction. Remember, the goal here is to maintain a respectful balance. You are not disappearing or becoming cold, but creating a dynamic where your presence becomes something of value. It's about making the times you do engage even more meaningful and appreciated. Utilize social proof. Social proof is a powerful concept, especially when it comes to attraction. It's about being seen in your element, actively engaged and appreciated by others. This doesn't mean you need to be the life of the party or inauthentically inflate your social status. Instead, it's about genuinely enjoying your social interactions, showing that you are someone who values and is valued by others. When you are seen as someone who brings positivity and value to social settings, it naturally piques interest. People are drawn to those who are liked and respected by their peers. It signals that you are someone worth knowing. This social validation, when observed by others, especially women you are interested in, can make you more attractive. It suggests that you are someone of substance, someone who others enjoy being around. The key here is authenticity. Engage in activities and with people you genuinely enjoy. When your social interactions are sincere, it's evident and your social value shines through naturally. It's not about putting on a show, but about living your best social life, one that others will naturally want to be a part of. Adopt an abundance mindset. Adopting an abundance mindset is not just about how you see the world, it's about how you present yourself to others. This mindset suggests that you believe that life is full of opportunities and possibilities, including in your relationships. When you convey through your demeanor and actions that you have an abundance of options, it naturally increases your perceived desirability. Why? Because confidence and a lack of desperation are inherently attractive qualities. Having an abundance mindset means you are not fixated on one outcome or person. You are open to experiences, meeting new people, and you don't place undue pressure on interactions to go a certain way. This relaxed, confident approach signals to others that you are selective, not because you're playing hard to get, but because you genuinely value yourself and what you bring to a relationship. The key here is genuine self-esteem and a positive outlook. This doesn't mean bragging or being dismissive of others, but showing through your actions and interactions that you are content with your life and open to whatever comes your way. This approach not only makes you more attractive, but also leads to healthier, more fulfilling relationships. Use open loops in conversation. Using open loops in conversation is a subtle yet effective way to spark curiosity and create a desire for future interactions. This technique involves starting an interesting story or topic, but deliberately leaving it slightly unresolved. It's like giving a sneak peek of an intriguing movie without showing the ending. This creates a natural hook, making the person you are talking to look forward to your next conversation to find out more. The beauty of open loop is that they can be used in any context, whether you are discussing a recent adventure, a personal project, or an unusual hobby. The key is to share enough to intrigue and engage, then casually mention that there's more to the story for another time. Now, this not only demonstrates that you lead an interesting life, but also that you are someone who values depth in conversations and relationships. Remember, the goal isn't to manipulate, but to genuinely share parts of your life in a way that naturally encourages further dialogue. It's about leaving a breadcrumb trail of curiosity that leads to a deeper connection. Engage in high-value hobbies. Engaging in high-value hobbies is a compelling way to showcase your depth, skill, and the unique aspects of your personality. These hobbies could range from mastering a musical instrument, exploring exotic cuisines through cooking, to outdoor adventures like rock climbing or surfing. Pursuing activities that reflect a commitment to personal growth or social value not only enriches your life, but also makes you more interesting and attractive to others. When you are passionate about something and invest time in developing your interests, it naturally radiates confidence and self-assuredness. People are drawn to those who have passions and pursuits outside of their work or immediate social circles. It signals depth, curiosity, and a zest for life. Sharing stories or experiences from your hobbies provides a window into what makes you unique and can pique interest and admiration from those around you. Moreover, high-value hobbies often provide opportunities for social interactions and networking, further increasing your desirability by showing you are connected and engaged in diverse communities. If you have any interesting hobbies, let me know in the comments below. I'm excited to see what type of things you get up to. Apply the principle of reciprocity. The principle of reciprocity is a powerful tool in human interaction, suggesting that when we give something, the recipient feels compelled to give something back. Applying this principle doesn't mean keeping a tally, but rather being generous with your time or attention in a way that feels genuine and sporadic. This can certainly encourage the person you are interested in to reciprocate that interest, creating a mutual exchange that deepens connection. Generosity doesn't have to be grandiose. It can be as simple as sharing a piece of interesting knowledge, lending an ear when someone needs to talk, or showing support for their endeavors without immediately expecting anything in return. The key is to make these gestures sporadically and without overt expectations, allowing the natural human instinct to reciprocate to kick in over time. This approach fosters a positive cycle of giving and receiving, which can strengthen bonds and increase mutual interest. It's about creating a dynamic where kindness and attention flow freely, making interactions more meaningful and valued. Optimize your online presence. Optimizing your online presence is a strategic way to attract interest without needing to be physically present. In today's digital age, your social media profiles can act as a magnet, drawing people towards your adventurous side, interests, and unique personality. It's about creating content that showcases the best aspects of your life, the travels, hobbies, and moments that highlight who you are and what you love. Think of your social media as a personal gallery, a space to express your creativity, adventures, and the depth of your character. Photos from a hiking trip, snapshots of your culinary experiments, or updates on your latest projects can all serve to reflect your multifaceted personality. However, the key is authenticity. Your online persona should be a genuine reflection of your offline self. This authenticity attracts people who share or admire your interests and values, creating a foundation for genuine connections. Moreover, a well-crafted online presence demonstrates that you are someone who puts thought and care into how you present yourself to the world. It speaks to a level of self-awareness and intentionality that is inherently attractive. And there you have it. So now that you know these techniques, what's next for you? Discover the power of ignoring a woman or learn the easiest ways to identify if she's physically attracted to you. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.